Okay. Where last time?
You want? Yeah. You want it? You want me to?
I don't know if we. Let's try. I mean,
you don't want one?
I feel we should just say last time we left our heroes. We had just vested some goblins.
That see you don't
vested.
That's not artfully said at all. Like we demolished them.
Okay, just do that. Just do it.
No, last time on Half Party.
Yeah.
Half Party!
There was some flying halflings slinging through the air and some skipping to the doo-dah rogue, slashing, stabbing, punching, and shooting with some arrows. I did forget the shooting with the arrows part. She did do some great things. That was Mary Kilgrew. Wonderful lady. Mary Kilgrew. Please
not
rate
Killigrew.
And... comment on how badass she is, so maybe that Bjorn allows her to stay in our party and give us like health potions every once
in a
while. Like,
maybe if he had given us a healer instead of yet another DPS. See, it's now just
what?
A race. Every fight's a race. It's
asking like, you shall not receive.
Can we do enough DPS before this HP runs out?
Hey everybody, and welcome to Half Party. My name is Bjorn Folk, and with me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, do your thing.
It's fine. Smooth as like butter with rocks in it. And with me, as always, I have Daniel Diagnov.
That's me.
And Justin Smith.
Hello there.
And yeah, here we are in this little treasure room. You guys have a moment before you figure out what you want to do. What are you gonna do?
Well, I was obviously really distraught last time about losing the Cuisinart, I believe.
Yes.
So I'd like to see if there are any other types of items around. Maybe some, like, hand warmers or something
I
can wrap my
fist in. No, I think he was asking if we wanted to talk about...
Oh, I thought... I'm looking through some gold already.
Great.
That's totally fine.
All right. Then, if that's the case, and we're jumping right into it, I recall... We put a couple goblin bodies in front of the door.
Yes, you were explicit about stacking up all the goblin bodies that you had massacred, and then perching upon them the big helmet gentleman and the unconscious.
He's tied up, right?
Yes, big helmet, gagged. Well, you bound and gagged both of them, actually.
Aye.
Okay.
Because you did a sleight of hand check.
Yep.
You were pretty dominant with it too,
Mary.
Yes.
You in any of your scouting reports, you know where we're going next. I'm going to wake this guy up.
If you can give me 5 minutes, I'll be right back. And she, inside of her shirt, she pulls out a small necklace and rubs this small medallion that's on the end of it. And as she does, she just disappears.
Every fucking time.
And then you see little footprints.
Hey, Mary. Oh, is Mary gone?
Yeah. And you hear the voice, you see nothing.
Wow. I don't even know. No, just go. I'm not even mad
anymore.
There might
be a time limit on that. I don't know what
you're doing. No, there's no... She's invisible.
And then
invisible.
You see, as you walk... She walks over to the door. It swings out away from where the bodies are stacked, as though the bodies are doing
come
nothing.
Come on.
And closes back behind her.
But she has to crawl over the goblins? Like, did we see any of them move, or did she just like...
There was an awkward moment where one of the bodies kind of went to the side.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go look at the door and try and...
Reclose.
Fasten it without having... And then I'm going to move the bodies out of the way.
Should we have had, like, a secret knock?
No, it's fine. She's a professional chip hunter.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go look for your hand wraps or anything?
Oh, you think they've got any golden hand wraps in here?
Oh, God. I don't know, but just do an investigation check for loot, then.
I guess so. So, Solo takes out a dice.
He does.
And I got a 16.
So in this room, there are a couple pieces of gold on the ground. You gather up about 30 pieces of gold, and you can pocket that. There's a few small golden pieces of silverware, some nice flatware, a small tea service set.
Ooh, definitely
all in
want,
all is gonna
definitely
value
want
out.
The tea set.
Huh?
I definitely want the tea set.
Okay. All in all, it values at about 50 gold. And as you kind of search for that Cuisinart, and you kind of investigate this chest... There's nothing in it. Just this swirling, black, misty stuff.
I take one of the dead goblins, and I throw it in the chest.
Like, I look at him picking it up, and somehow I'm on the same page. So I want to, like, I see him carrying the goblin over, so I go and help, like, lift the feet with him so we both can just kind of...
You do the 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I'll probably mess that up, but we could roll for that.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. And, this is going to be a coordination thing.
A coordination roll?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is a dexterity roll, and the goal is for you two to get rolls that are close to each other within 7.
Plus our dex?
Yeah.
All right.
What'd you get?
No, do you want us to, like, say it at the same time, or?
Oh, let's do that. That'll be fun. All right. Let's do that.
So nobody knows, so the viewers are like, oh, they made it up.
They totally made it up. Oh, they didn't edit this at all.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Do you, all right.
3, 2, 1, 8. 21.
Nailed it.
Oh.
So what you do, you guys swing back and forth, coordinating, ready, and one of you thought it was on go, the other one thought it was on 1, and you throw it, and he kind of spins in the air, and he lands with his butt kind of sagging into the chest, but his shoulders and knees are sticking over the sides, hanging down.
Do we see that his butt's, like, gone?
No, just push him the rest of the way in.
No, his butt is not gone.
Okay.
Just push him the rest of the way in.
That's good to know that it didn't just, like, get chopped off and disappear.
Right.
Southwest Airlines.
I'm gonna help push his feet.
Shove him in.
You can't help anymore. Oh, just
okay.
I don't know what you're doing right now. Head's not in the game. Shove the rest of the goblin in. No one wants to hear your sad music. Oh, just listen. Yeah. I'm getting hot. I'm yelling in this room that we're not even supposed to be in. Can you at least think about the situation? Because remember, there were close to about, 1,000 goblins that could come down on us in an instant.
Yeah.
I shove the goblin in. What happens?
Goblin disappears.
Oh, that's... I go get the other body. Gonna clean. We're gonna clean this mess. No, I'm just gonna throw it to, like, don't touch me. I'm just gonna throw it in.
Hoist it over your shoulder, kind of fireman carry him.
Actually,
in there.
Before I do that, I'm like, can I rifle through his pockets just in case? I mean, the last one's gone. He had the solution to the puzzle in his pockets, gone forever. This one, I'm sure, will just have some lint and maybe a copper piece or there, but maybe there's something like a schedule, an itinerary about when lunch is here in Goblin Town.
Roll investigation check.
Great. That's an 18 for 18. My investigation check.
All right.
Delivered right into the microphone.
Beautifully said. There in this guy's pockets, there are about 30 gold pieces. There's a key, a little skeleton style key. Seems like made of bronze or something like that. And then he also has this small note that is scribbled in a language you don't know.
Doesn't even appear to be what I understand as goblin.
You can compare the two, and you would recognize it as a goblin script.
Do you need help reading that?
No, I don't need any help reading it at all.
You should, so you understand all those vowels in there?
No, I understand it's just a note in goblin, all right?
But I mean, just seeing some of the words there, I know that it's a secret all right. Message.
Here. Take a look at it.
Thank you. I'll just go over and read this by myself. I gotta pronounce
for
it out.
For 1 minute, you read it, and then you come back and you can tell me what you think it says.
I can do that.
All right. I throw that body, now that it's rifled, into the... I do not do that.
What?
After I saw him, huddled, looking at his own little note...
Yep.
I take the clothes off that goblin...
Stripping him down.
I strip him down for some goblin gear.
All right.
And then I throw his pale green naked body into the abyss.
And he, whoosh, is gone.
I'm like looking at these notes, and I don't know what's going on over there. I give a few glances. I kind of let him do his own thing. Like, he's been kind of stressed in this new world.
Yeah.
But I definitely take note that he's just stripping dead bodies.
I take the clothes and I throw them at Solo. I'm like, put those on. And then I walk over to the other, because I don't know how many are left. There's one more dead body?
One more dead body, one unconscious body, and then the big helmet.
All right. I'm going to strip off that other dead body. Toss him again. I don't know if there's anything in there, like, to investigate.
Pretty much the same. He has a key as well. Another chunk of gold, 30 pieces. But no note.
No note. Well, that's fortunate. Take his clothes off and throw his... Oh, this one's a girl. I throw the girl's body, girl goblin body, into the...
She's a lady. This.
Well, I don't know about that.
she was pretty rude.
We have that right there. And then I'm going to walk over to Solo.
Yep.
And be like, all right, I need you to come with me because I want you to be the first thing that this goblin sees.
Aye.
We're not going to wake up Bubblehead until Mary gets back, but aye, I think this could be fun to kill some time.
I go over and I stand directly in front of, like, put my face in front of this goblin's face.
Okay. How are you waking him up?
I'm going to take a little bit of water and I'm going to give him the golden goblet. That's what my dad used to give to me when I was a boy.
I'm going to look at Merrick again, a little questionably.
Oh, you're right. It was my granda. Storyline continuity. Let's just go back. We'll do that real fast. My granda gave me the golden goblet when I was a boy to wake me up when I would be sluggish.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I take a little canteen.
Drip it on his face.
Little bit.
And he screams as he sees this halfling's face right in front of him.
As soon as he makes noise, I'm going to just take my leathered forearm and just cover his mouth with it. So if he bites, he's biting into my armor. And I'm going to whisper to him and be like, be quiet now. And I'm going to be soothing hoarse whisper tones. Just, I'm going to take my arm out of your mouth and you're going to be okay.
And there's a look of comprehension in his eyes.
Right. And I slowly take my arm away.
And he does the mouth thing where he's like, blech, blech, blech.
This is your friend, Solo.
And I, like, wave at him, like, really close to his face.
My name's Merrick. I'm going to go check the door.
And he's giving you guys the nastiest scowl that he could possibly muster.
I am going to make the same face at him, but hopefully a little bit more intensely.
Roll intimidation check.
As I watch this happen... You're going to get more flies with honey and not vinegar.
Mod 20.
And it's your face contorts into this horrible visage of intense rage and hate and disgust. And the goblin tries to best you. And he's kind of confused. He's visibly shaken by this and really not sure what to do with it. And so he's... matter. And then kind of confused and not sure what to do. And then he kind of calms down.
And, like, with eye contact, I nod, and I make my face a little less intimidating.
And he cautiously nods back at you.
I want to go check the door.
While he's checking the door, I want to, like, lean into the goblin and, like, point at the note and, like, start pointing at some of the words.
Okay, let's do the door first. What are you trying to do at the door?
I just want to go listen at the door. I know that it swings out. I know I couldn't lock it. I just want to just do a quick perception check.
Okay.
These four goblins and a bobblehead came in about, I don't know, 15 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago. I don't know if anyone's standing outside the door. I just want to do a quick perception check to see if there's any type of alarm.
Yep.
17 for a perception check.
All right. So you hear at the door some passersby outside, some low conversation. There doesn't appear to be anything concerned or alarmed or investigatory.
Good word.
And then as you kind of look around the door, you remember that Mary went through this door. There was no alarm that went off. It seems as though it's safe and just unlocked.
Great. I'll walk back over to them.
Okay. And the goblin looks at the note and looks over at Merrick.
And I kind of, like, shockingly, like, I kind of, like, look at the note, look at Merrick, and, like, look back at the goblin with wide eyes, like.
And he opens his mouth and looks over at Merrick again and waits for any kind of affirmative confirmation.
I look at him and I put one finger in front of my mouth, gesture, like, low, and then I nod, like, a low voice. I'm like, you can do it softly.
It says the new boss is a dick.
And I look at the note, and, like, I, like, me reading the note made it so I could understand him. Like, maybe I am understanding Goblin now.
Okay.
Like, I hunker down.
Just like in awe of my like newfound skill to understand goblins.
As he is in awe, I hunker down and I say, "My name's Merrick. We don't want to kill you. What's your name?"
Merrick, he's not going to understand you. I'll ask him. This is Merrick.
And I lunge at him. I lunge at him, and I'm not trying to attack him. I just come over to him, he can dodge me or whatever.
I'm not
but
dodging.
I'm like
using jiu-jitsu to kind of roll him with my left arm. Like left, Silence is coming up and pushing him, like bobbing and weaving, so I can like maintain eye contact to talk to the goblin as I
do not speak to him in goblin.
Merrick, I need an attack roll. We're gonna say that's non-damaging. You're just trying to restrain him. Solo, can I have a dex check? Actually, this should be a grapple check, I guess.
This is just a contest, right?
It's a grapple. It's just a strength contest, or he's got dex.
He's got dex, right?
Yeah.
You sure I can't just have, like, a dex slap, like, to just slap it at him? Did you get your natural 20? Is that what your face is?
Oh, my God.
So like, my 19 is worthless?
So you, you're grabbing onto him, trying to restrain him, trying to hand over his mouth, anything you can to make him not utter these horribly offensive words that he's about to utter. And he's just keeping his chin just far enough away. And what do you say, Solo?
I say, rah, rah, rah.
You don't have to be so mean. God, what's wrong with you? Kick a man while he's down.
I'm so sorry for him. What's your name?
Krizik,
nice. I'm sorry that it's like this, that you're tied up right now, Krizik.
Could you guys untie me?
Krizik?
Yeah.
I'm going to untie you.
I need to take a moment while he's doing that. I'm going to walk away because something's not right.
Okay. What's not right?
I'm understanding him as a goblin?
Right.
But he's not understanding me.
So at this point, Solo believes that he is hearing goblin when he's actually hearing common?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I want to make sure that is spelled out.
So I watch Solo walk away, and mm-hmm. I take a little self-note, just like I'm sure he did when I stripped a body naked and threw it into the chest.
Yep.
He's now, I don't know what's happening with him, but I really can't concern myself with that. So, all right, Krizit, is that what it was? Gesundheit?
Close enough.
No, I'm really bad with names when I'm not paying attention.
Krizik. Yeah.
Right. We're gonna write it down this time. Krizik.
K-R-Z-Z-R-K.
In my notes, I'm gonna phonetic spell that so I don't. Okay, that's fine. That's great. Cool. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
Don't do something stupid that I'm gonna regret. Right? Because you'll regret it too. I'm going to untie you.
Is that like buying lottery tickets with all your salary?
No, it's like making too much noise or trying to run away, getting killed, stripped naked, and your corpse being eaten by whatever that box is over there.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, gotcha. Here we go. Untie Krizik.
Thank you.
Now, I need you to do me one more favor, Krizik.
Yeah.
I need you to walk over to that little halfling man over there, that beautiful halfling man, and I need you to speak in goblin, and I need you to tell him something. I don't care what you say, but then speak in common and tell him that you speak in two different languages, because I think he really wants to learn goblin, okay?
Yeah.
Please, if you do this, I promise the next few hours of your life, maybe even the next few years of your life, are going to go great.
Roll a persuasion check. So sweet. This whole time, what you guys are trying to do is befriend this guy. And I think the first started out with the intimidation check. Now we're doing a persuasion check to kind of make him your friend.
18.
All right. He looks at you and kind of nods. And then as he stands up, he notices next to him the halfling who no longer has his helmet.
The bobblehead.
And all of a sudden, his face becomes very confused. What happened? What happened to the big boss?
He lost his head.
Wait, you switched it?
No, it's right here. And I, like, pick up the oversized helmet.
So he was a halfling the whole time?
The whole time. I don't know your situation. I just know that there's a halfling here and this is the helmet.
Oh, like, no. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, he's so... Oh, man. Okay, I'm gonna go talk to your friend. I'll be right back.
Remember, speak goblin to him.
Yeah. All right.
And he walks gingerly over to Solo. What are you doing right now, Solo?
So in this time of self-assessment,
mm-hmm.
I've looked at these words multiple times, and I rip up the notes as he's walking over. I'm just ripping up the goblin words.
You've mastered it.
No. I'm coming to terms with myself.
Wow.
And just like there's like a little bit of tear, you know, I'm wiping it with silence and trying to like, you know, just accept that it's never going to happen for me.
Does Merrick see him ripping up paper?
Perception check.
Please be a one. 12.
Nope.
Great. Ignorance is bliss.
And this goblin, Krizik, comes over to you and taps you on the shoulder.
So you should know that there's like I speak common and goblin.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. And I put my hands out for a hug.
So you were trying to hug this goblin whose three friends you just murdered and are now kind of semi-holding hostage.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a persuasion check. Actually, no. I want a performance check to see how genuinely you're crying.
Can I give him advantage just because I can see him on voice chat? Like, he's really crying.
it's a 14.
14?
Yeah.
All right. And Krizik seems very off-put by this very warm gesture from the adversaries that just wiped out his
the
clan.
Avatar of death that came in.
Yeah. That came in and just wiped the floor. Because
there's still blood dripping from silence,
yeah,
probably.
You guys have not cleaned up at all. And he's somehow plays into it. He's convinced by your very earnest tears of sadness and self-realization. And he kind of goes in for the hug.
And like I close my arms and I like, you know, when you put your hand on somebody's shoulder, like the left hand is definitely a very firm fatherly grip,
right?
And you know, the right's a little gentler,
right?
So it's kind of like a, this is a nice hug, but it's also I'm showing my strength.
And this is adorable, right? Like they're close to the same height.
What's your passive perception?
My passive perception?
Yeah.
It's 12.
Okay. So as you go in for this hug, it's a very warm emotional moment. And then as you guys are breaking this embrace, you see him taking your coin purse and slipping it into like these folds that are in his pants.
I immediately grab his hand with silence and I squeeze.
So tight. Okay.
And my face just goes, I was coming to terms.
Hold on. What's going on? Wait, hey, why are you guys shouting?
Nothing.
What's going on
wrong here? It's all good. I just found this and I want
eye contact.
Solo. It's let Krizik go.
Just a slow turn of my head towards Merrick.
It's fine. He didn't mean anything by it. We did just kill three of his friends.
You left it on the ground.
I don't think lying's a good idea.
Really, it should just be a finder's fee.
So.
And I put my right hand out without letting go of my left hand.
He tries to like push his hand to drop it in your hand, but you're keeping them too far away, and he can't like reach to actually drop it in your hand, so he just kind of drops it at your feet.
And, I still holding my left hand, like it's still around his wrist, I like reach over and grab it with my right. Merrick,
just let him go.
This really hurts.
I slowly let go with silence.
Thank you.
And I look at my fist and kind of turn away and walk towards the gold piles for a bit.
Krizik, I can't. I told you to make it.
It's
fine. Come here. We're just gonna let him. Just come here. Come with me.
He dropped it.
I don't care anymore.
Okay.
Just come on.
And he comes with you.
All right. Let me tell you something right now. I need to know what the deal is with this big boss. Is he the big boss of everywhere, or he's just the big boss of you fucks?
Well, so yeah, he came in like 3 days ago, and he showed up and started to duel with the old big boss.
Okay.
And then...
killed him?
Yeah, they went into the chamber, they battled, and he came out as the winner.
And he always had that big head on.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So he's technically in charge of this place. Did he bring that chest, or have you ever seen that chest before?
It was here.
It's been in your loot room, or your treasure room?
No, it was in the big boss's room.
Fine. But you don't know anything about it, just that it eats things.
Yeah, I think it's some kind of storage thing. I'm not really sure. It's not above my pay grade a little bit.
Interesting. All right. So there's just three things I need from you.
Do you guys have anything to eat?
I'll give you something to eat right now. Here, have some. This is some leftover paninis. I think the satyrs made them maybe 2 days ago.
Oh, not bad.
No, it's not bad. I'm sure you're a goblin. I think it's
Swiss
really
cheese?
Fine cuisine. I'm not sure what type of cheese you have here, Krizik.
A poupon mustard? That's really good.
It is a country Dijon, I think.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's very light.
Right? It's crisp. Oh, this is good. I mean, for a couple day old sandwich, this is great.
Did you see that there's a tomato and an avocado in there?
Oh my! See, usually we just have gruel, and this is a step up. Okay. Have you ever thought about being a chef?
So Merrick definitely has a moment where he really, really ponders.
he's thought like it, yeah.
Krizik just played your heartstrings.
He really just found. You know, cooking's it's a language of love, service in the restaurant industry, Krizik. What you've really just tapped into is kind of a dilemma. I've just came away from Ilvich Boytown, and it was a place where I had to work hard, and I had to work hard to fit in a language of love was food for me. So right. It's so nice to hear that this is, but I didn't make that panini. I didn't make
what,
it.
Well, what you should do is follow your passions, not kill goblins.
Right.
But
I don't even know why I'm killing.
See, we don't need any killing.
We're not going to get into that. What I need, Krizik, is three things.
Yeah.
I need to know where the chips are. They're these little pieces of porcelain. I know that you've got three of them.
Okay. I don't know anything about those.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to believe you without even insight checking you.
Okay.
The second thing I need is I need to know where the big boss's room is.
Okay.
And you're going to take us there when our friend comes back, the one with the crossbow and the really sick-looking duster and a tricorn hat.
Yeah, she looked pretty cool.
Yeah, she is pretty cool. Okay.
He burped.
I can smell the panini. It was.
Sorry. Powerful. Yeah, it's great.
No, it's just as good the second time. So you're gonna take us there because I'm imagining your old boss before he died to Bobblehead here.
Yeah.
He had to have had these chips. Have you ever raided the Centaurs or the Satyrs? Have you ever been a part of that? Are you stuck at home, Chris?
A whole bunch of times. Yeah, it's kind of like our thing. We go out, we kind of attack them, they attack us, and it's how we do things.
I'm going to give you the last thing that I need from you.
Hmm?
Is a choice to be our friend and leave this goblin town and this world behind on a great chip hunting adventure that I'm not even sure we're going to go on. Or?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll just leave that last part for mystery, huh? Maybe we'll see how that goes after we do the first two.
Is the other one a beach house?
Do you even know what a beach is?
Yeah, there's a couple around here, but they're not.
Oh, well, there's a beach nearby?
Well, it's a little bit of a hike. There's nasty trees around it.
Oh, those trees.
Yeah. So we cut down those trees and make a house?
So, we're not getting into the details of the ore right now. I think that we gave you a pretty good option, you know, pretty showcase showdown number one. I think you might want to go with that one because you never know what's behind door two.
Give me a persuasion check. Actually, or would you prefer investigation? I'll leave it up to you. Because you set the stage for both.
I'm going to go persuasion. I'm not an intimidating guy.
Okay.
I'm not an intimidating guy.
Oh, aren't you?
Now, I just got a natural 20.
Oh, snap.
I think that's my first one.
Nat 20?
When we needed it to get the storyline companion.
How's it feel?
Oh, it feels so good.
It's because of the food.
feels so good. The food. I followed my passion.
You followed your passion.
Well, all right, I'll go with option one. That sounds like a little bit more fun.
I think you're going to have a blast.
And
I really do.
If we do that, you guys don't have anything like this. Panini is really good and all. I am feeling a little beat up. If you have a potion.
So here's the deal, Krizik.
Yeah.
I think that that could happen, but you need to realize that we're your friends, right?
I feel and that pretty good about that.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I mean,
then this
the
is
pay
what
here's
gonna...
not great. We okay. have gruel twice a day, and then at the end, the third time, it's shepherd's pie, but it's just three layers of differently aged gruel. The sleeping accommodations are reprehensible. They're like 200 thread count sheets. The springs poke through the mattress. There's not a lot of social interaction. I've tried a lot of dating, and it just doesn't work.
Inside the community, right? Can't do it where you work.
Exactly. There's right. some corporate policies that are just really hampering my lifestyle.
I understand. And they don't tell you that when you first sign up. Here,
right.
I give him a 1d4 or 2d4 right. plus 2 potion.
And his eyes kind of light up with it when you hand it to him. And this is the first time you've actually seen him relax. He's always been kind of tensed up and his shoulders kind of hunched a little bit, nervous that these two victors that have kind of taken him under his wing a little bit, he's still uncomfortable, and this is
actually wait
the release of that tension.
Krizik? Ah, yeah. Fuck it. Here, take the potion. I'm going to go talk to this guy. Maybe this guy could have done something.
Hey everybody, Bjorn here checking in. I just wanted to give you an update on our plans for world domination. We're a little behind schedule. We had originally planned at this point to have about 1.4 to 1.45 billion podcast listeners. Subscribers, that's the word. And we're just a hair under that. Yeah, if you guys could give us a like, a review, a subscribe, share it with your friends, share it with your estranged relatives, share it with the people that you went to high school with, that would be awesome. As always, I want to say a big thank you to RGB the Band for our intermission and outro music. They do a great job. Check them out. Facebook, SoundCloud, all over the place. They've got a whole bunch more stuff for you guys to check out and give it a listen. Also, big thank you to at Madly My Own, which is Molly Doan, who did our cover art, and that fantastic work will be forever commemorated in all of our 1.45 billion. It'll be forever commemorated. That's about it. Let's get back to the show.
We'll see. All right. So, Solo.
And I I clear my throat and I turn around very slowly, trying to be as stoic as possible and go, "Yes, Merrick."
I'm real sorry that Krizik here.
Ah, don't even worry about it.
That's great. I think that you two could be fast friends.
Hey.
Roll a performance.
I think we
check.
Could. I'm going to re-roll that.
Is that because that was a one?
Yeah. No, I'm re-rolling it because it's a one.
Halflings.
And that will be a 15.
You were very earnest and stoic, dashingly
right.
handsome.
I need both of you here. We're going to talk. We're going to wait this guy up. It's been clearly more than 5 minutes, but I want to talk to this guy before we go look for Mary. Because honestly, I'm sure Mary's fine. Right?
I think so.
You ready? You're gonna be in front again. We're gonna do old granddad's golden goblet again.
I'm gonna go over here.
And like my eyes kind of shoot up at Krizik.
Just hang out over here. I don't want him to kind of help.
Do you have any weapons?
Well, yeah, I've got my sword.
Okay. Do you know how to use that axe?
It's kind of too big for me.
Well, it's kind of too big for him too.
Well, yeah. I can give it a whirl. Fine.
No. I saw what you did there. No, just take your sword.
Okay.
Be thinking about the fastest way to the big boss's place.
It's not hard. Yep. Easy peasy.
And think about what you're going to say if someone stops us, because I'm literally twice as tall as you.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Solo.
All right, so I lean up in front of him, and I look at Merrick, and I wink.
Oh, God, he's winking.
I wink at Merrick.
All right, we're going to keep him tied up.
Aye, and I turn back to him.
Actually, you know what? Give me what?
Go ahead.
It's too late now.
In halfling, I say wakey wakey.
And what does that sound like? You're still taking jabs at that goblin.
Oh yeah, I look at the goblin so he knows that he doesn't understand what I'm saying.
And as Merrick, you pour the water on his face, he shakes his head a little bit. Oh, crap. Oh. And then he realizes that his hand is rubbing his eyes and that his helmet is not there. And he freaks out. And he starts to cover his face a little bit. And
listen, Fookstick.
And he peeks through his fingers at you guys.
And he's speaking halfling to you.
Oh, shit.
There's nothing to be scared of right now.
Okay,
All right, listen to me. My name is... What just happened to your voice?
What do you mean? Nothing happened to my voice.
All right, that's cool.
And I look at Merrick and I'm like, nothing happened to his voice.
No, sorry, that's...
What are you doing here?
My name is Merrick.
Yes.
This is Solo.
Hey, I am Solo.
What are you doing here? You've ruined everything.
What are you doing here?
Technically, you really shouldn't be so rude.
I'm trying to hit Russian and I'm like way off.
Hi.
Dos vidanya.
Oh, dos vidanya.
Mojna spezhalosta. And I'm trying to copy him. Like, I know he's halfling, so I'm trying to have like some sort of kindredness.
This is where I talk.
This is where I talk.
Interesting.
Yes, all isn't right. It interesting?
This is very interesting. I'm sorry we screwed up your plan.
That was a royal colossal fuck-up.
Wasn't it, though?
And well, I grabbed my left fist.
I had a very good think going.
Well, that thing is fine. It can keep going. What we're looking for...
Yes.
My
apologies. I'm sorry. I'm feeling a bit under the weather.
And he reaches into his hip and pulls out... he's tied up still. No, he doesn't. He tries to reach into his hip. He's got his hands tied behind his back, and he, like, reaches over and he's, excuse me, could you please help me?
What do you need?
He's got a little flask in his hand, and he's like, please, if you don't mind.
I take the flask, and I hand it to Solo. I'm like, taste it.
And I smell it first.
And it is the strongest alcohol that you've ever smelled.
And I look at Krizik. And I take a swig.
Roll Constitution saving throw.
That is a 19.
It burns like nothing you've ever had before, but you hold it down, and you feel it going all the way down your throat, and it sits in your stomach, and you feel that churning in your stomach as though there's 1,000 snakes fighting inside there.
Aye.
And you take 3 points of healing.
Shit, that's what I needed.
Excuse me, I would like to have that back, please.
I know what you'd like to have.
Yes.
And you still haven't said your name yet.
Oh, my apologies. I am Nikolai Rosveri.
Nikolai Rosveri.
So we can just call you Nick.
That will work.
Fine,
Rosveri.
Great. Nick?
Yes?
What are you doing here?
Well... I did find myself following a nice young lady, and she walked into a portal, and I found myself a little bit in this world. So I got a wee bit lost after I woke up from falling, and I walked around and found myself in the company of these goblins. So I did like they do. And I may have used my skills to make them believe some things that are not actually true.
That's fine. That sounds pretty reasonable, right? So
aye.
It sounds like aye, that a does sound normal pretty reasonable. Day here, right?
And And I motion towards handing him the bottle. Like, are we? Do we approve of his story?
No, we're not giving him the bottle yet.
Oh, and I bring the bottle back.
What I'd like to know,
yeah,
Nick, is what are you doing with the chest? Well, are you just robbing these people?
Just
blind?
A few things to take home. Nothing special.
And
you don't want anything in that chest. There's nothing very good.
Friend Krasik told us you were locked in a room with the big boss.
Well, yes.
Is he dead?
No. He's tied up.
In the box?
No. He's in his room. My room.
Right. So, if we were to let you have your little swiggy swig...
Yes.
And we were to let you go...
Right.
You just want to rob these people...
Well, let's not call it robbing. It's repurposing.
And from there, what will you do? When you have a chest full of treasure.
I hadn't really thought it through that far.
Right. Where are you from before you walked in the portal?
I was from Hervenball.
I'm sorry, your accent was a bit thick.
Hermival?
One more time.
Hermival.
Hermival. Never heard of
Hermival.
That's where we totally heard of that solo.
And I just gotta, like, shake my head and, like, look at him.
Yeah, no, it's fine. That means that Mary was in Hermival, too. That's where we want to go back to, right?
And I look back at,
Nick.
At Nikolai Rosever.
Yes.
And I go, did you follow Mary or just some lady?
I don't know her name. I know that
Does she have a tricorn hat and a really sick-looking leather jacket?
It's very sick-looking.
Right?
Yeah.
She's really tough. Looking.
Das Vedanya.
All right, give him a little bit of that. Give him the potion.
And I slowly...
You're right, give him the potion? Just give him the potion. Just put a little in his mouth.
And I slowly put my hand towards his mouth with the potion, just a little gentle.
Right, do we have to make this? Yeah. Great.
Oh, that's so much better. Now, if you wouldn't mind, please, gentlemen.
Put the cap on and put it in my back pocket.
You put it in your back pocket?
Yep.
All right, give me 1 second.
Gotta look up a rule.
And it's not in my back pocket anymore. It's magically in his back pocket.
Okay. Merrick, you suddenly feel a kinship towards him. And this desire to kind of help him out. This guy's been in a tough spot. And you really feel that he's being genuine in the way he wants to do things. And he says, please, if you wouldn't mind, please take these ties off. And he winks at you. And you feel like, yeah, you should take these ties off him. He's your buddy.
I don't get any type of save.
Nope.
The wink. What about the wink? He pushed it with the wink. Can I at least get to roll against the wink?
Nope. You feel that this guy is your buddy.
Solo. I have this weird feeling that he's not a dickhole. I feel like he's a friend of mine. Do you think we should just let him go?
That would be such a nice thing to do.
And I'm really taken aback by Merrick at this point. It's been a roller coaster of emotions for me today.
And then he realizes that Krizik's standing over there. And his demeanor changes from one that's casual buddy-buddy to... No, really, quickly, yes, please. This would be very good to take me out of these ties now. I would very much like that.
I just don't know. Like, I feel...
Just right now, it'd be great.
I just want to hug you.
It'd be very great.
Friends hug.
Hugging on ties.
I pick him up with my hands because he's just a little halfling.
Just
untie.
And
I hold him like a baby. Because
this is not what we want to be doing.
Right?
I would
Solo,
like to
tell me
be
what to
on
do.
Time. How about you, little man? And Justin, you realize that he was influencing you with a spell. And now, Solo, let's help this guy. Let's untie him. He's been tied up for long enough. Let's go ahead and let's help him out of this.
I'm still holding him, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're still holding him. He's like, yeah, well, just quick untie. It was very quick.
I have that feeling, right?
Yep.
I don't know. I take that feeling and I drop him.
But he's like, yeah, it's just, you know, okay, and, I get it. Yeah, I've eaten a lot lately. It's very
difficult. My rag at, like, I take, like, one of my, like, wiping handkerchiefs, and I throw it in his mouth. And as I stand over him, and I look down in his eyes, I'm like, that's not very nice.
Roll an attack roll, I guess, with the rag if you're trying to throw it in his mouth?
No, I'm, like, shoving it in his mouth. He's okay. Tied up. I just dropped him on the ground, and I'm shoving this rag in his mouth.
Okay.
You want me to attack roll that?
Yeah.
Do I get advantage because he's prone?
Yes.
21 for the second one.
And as you reach to shove this thing in his mouth, there are two of him. Like, they're like right next, like almost like you're seeing double for a second, and you thrust your hand at one of them, and your hand goes right through it. And you're like, wait, what? Boom. And like right into his mouth, and then the minor illusion disappears. And you go,
now, my mom used to do a little. First of all, I turn and look at Solo. Is he still trying to undo him?
That would be kind of what Solo's like. Yeah, I think I should undo him. But you're conflicted a little bit. You've seen your buddy kind of go off on him. So I'd say it's not clear that you're going
to
go do it.
I turn to Solo. I'm like, he's just doing a little bit of magic on us. Don't untie him. It's fine. Don't
no, why would he do that, though? I should really untie him.
Yeah, but let's not. I'm your friend, too, right? Can we just...
Well, yes, but you're not tied up right now.
No, and neither are you, and neither is Krizik. But... All right. None
I
of
have
us
one plan.
Are very hurtful to each other, are we? Right, Krizik? This is a place of trust.
Yeah. Very
and this
trustful.
Guy, he was not very good, was he, Krizik?
Nope.
He's kind of a dick.
He's kind of a
Krizik? Dick.
Yeah.
Solo, we should leave dicks tied up.
But... And I'm looking at my left hand. It's like, but I should untie him.
And then all of a sudden, Solo, you feel... No, you wait. What? No, you shouldn't. This dick cast a spell on you.
And my face goes to the angry face that I gave to the goblin earlier.
Yep.
But looking at the halfling.
All right, I'm very frustrated right now by this, Nick. I don't understand why Nick, you're being a dick. All right. So what I need from you. That's why there's a little rag in your mouth, because my mom taught me a little bit about spellcasting. And you need to use that pretty little mouth of yours to say some pretty little words. Yeah, shake your head like that.
He shakes his head back and forth.
I'm kicking him in the ribs.
Okay.
Just a vicious kick to the ribs.
Attack roll.
With advantage, because he's prone, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, first one is a 17.
That hits.
Good, because the second one didn't.
All right, give me a 1d4.
Yep, gladly.
Plus strength.
Good, because that's 2 minus 1, because strength is a negative 1, that's 1 point of damage. Just...
And he's unconscious.
Good. I turned to Solo, I'm like, that didn't go very well, did it?
I thought it would well, you know? Like, you... We had some emotions, you wanted to release him and then not release him, you know.
Do you
I
have
think
that flask
really handled...
still?
Aye.
Okay, get it in his mouth quick before he dies.
Aye. And I open up the rag and I pour a little bit more into his mouth. And I want him to come to with my left hand holding his jaw.
So you're doing like the, when you pinch a dog and you're trying to take the food out of his mouth kind of thing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll let the drink go down first, but my hand is staying there.
And I hunker down next to my halfling friend. I'm like, don't do that again. Are we clear?
And I want to shake his head, like I want to nod his head yes.
Like you're a little puppeteer. Yeah.
I'm not letting go, but yeah, we can keep talking to him.
So I don't need you to talk, I need you to listen. That's a very important lesson we should all take to heart. Sometimes you just need to listen. I know it's an audio medium. You don't need to make a response every time. Just...
And I'm just kind of like looking at Merrick like, audio medium?
I'm going to take off all his clothes. Yep, I'm going to start taking off his clothes.
I'm getting very confused. I'm not loosening my grip. I'm just...
How are you taking all his clothes when he's got his arms tied up?
I'm just cut... Well, I'm starting with his boots. Like, this is a process. Okay. We're starting a process. And I take the boots off.
And he, like, he struggles at first, and I imagine you give him, like, a sharp look again, like you're going to kick him again, and he relaxes.
It's good. You don't want to clench. My friend's fist there is quite powerful. You're just on the brink right now. You know, you're on the brink.
And Krizik looks over at you guys and says, "Hey, guys, what are you doing?"
Well, we're just killing time till Mary comes back, and I might kill him.
Okay. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Wait, we're going to kill him, Merrick? He's a halfling.
He probably wants to get out of here, too.
He's my people.
All right. I could be wrong.
I haven't let go yet, of course. I'm having this conversation with my hands still.
I think he can't be trusted.
But he was so nice earlier.
He cast a spell on you to manipulate you so he could then manipulate the rest of us.
And I turn his face towards me, and I go, "Is that true?"
Blink twice.
Ah.
See? He blinked twice. It was true.
But he gave me this flask. That's pretty nice.
No, you took the flask because he was tied up.
I did take the flask, didn't I? Hey, can I have the flask?
And he looks very concerned.
I think he needs the flask. All right, Solo?
Aye.
I'm going to go look at that box. I don't care what you do with him. If he acts up... Look, I don't even need to talk to you. I just talk to him. If you act up, I'll slit your throat. Are we clear?
Aw.
All right. You do what you want with him, Solo. I'm going to go look at that box.
Okay.
The chest.
Roll investigation check. Is there something specific you want to find out?
I think it's like a storage container. And I know that I just threw the girl goblin body in, so I want to ask for the girl goblin body.
Okay. And you're going to... I don't think you need to roll for that. You just stick your hand in.
I'm going to think about the girl goblin body, and I saw that the butt didn't get cut off. So right. I feel okay about... So I'm going to reach in, and I'm going to say, "Girl..." I'm in my mind, just like when we stopped flying, I'm like, I think this is how this shit works. It's magic. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want the girl goblin body.
You feel this small arm in your hand that's just limp. You don't see anything. Your hand kind of disappears when you stick it down into the mist.
Right. I pull it up a little bit.
Yep.
Like, I grab that hand, I pull it up, and I see the goblin arm. I'm like,
yep.
Huh. And I drop it back into the box.
Right back in there.
Then I think to myself... Cuisinart.
And you feel this large box kind of in your hand. And it's hard to grab, but you can kind of reach your arm under it a little bit.
I get the second arm in there. I'm like, Cuisinart. And I lift it up. Do I have a Cuisinart in a box?
You have a Cuisinart in a box.
At that point, I just take it and I put it gently down next to the box. Because I don't know what Solo's doing. I've turned my back on him. I don't care.
Right.
And this is the last thing I think. And then you can smash cut and just leave them on the edge of their seats. I think. Chip.
Smash cut. And he's still lying there.
And I let go.
Okay.
And I go.
Yes.
Where are your people from?
What? We are from in the north.
Oh.
The snowy hills.
You remember some snowy hills. I took a stroll once through some snowy hills. Oh, really? Hills day.
Did you ever stop at the Bushka?
Bushka.
The inn there with lots of great, great vodka.
Oh.
It was so delicious.
I had to carry some... like boxes around for some people. I stayed for like a night, you know. I was like, "Oh, you guys got a place for me to stay?" I took some boxes. I put them up.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
I didn't get to sample the vodka at all.
It's a shame. It's the best.
It's the best.
When we're back there, I'll take you.
Really?
Yeah. But,
and you're not doing a thing to me right now?
No, of course not.
And I crack my left hand.
Roll insight.
gonna re-roll that one. Sorry, that's a one, so I'm gonna re-roll it. And that, I forgot I'm good with insight. That is a 17.
And he's still very shifty. Like, I would not trust this guy at all.
And I sigh. And I sigh, and I go,
"It's okay.
Nikolai?
Yes.
Can I tell you a story?
Let's hear it."
And I hold my left fist up. And I go, "Nikolai, do you know what they call this?"
"The fist."
"Aye. But do you know what the royal they, call this fist?"
They call it your fist?"
"Nine, no."
"They call it nine?"
"They call it silence, Nikolai." "Ooh. Aye.
That's a great fist name."
"Right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
I wish Nikolai, I had a fist name.
Nikolai, are we kindred? What should I name this one?" And I point to my right fist.
"What do we call it? The noise? No? It's not so good? It's very lots of pressure."
"Oh, because you're scared of this one?"
"Well, also, I'm very tied up. Your friend just kicked me very hard.
Are you telling me you're not scared of this fist?"
"I would say that I'm not comfortable having the fist in my face. It makes me feel a little intimidated."
"But is it the fist, or is it the fact that you're tied up? I really, you know, I'm not seeing the correlation here between..."
"It looks so powerful, there's still blood on it, it's very scary."
I'm gonna do another insight check on that one.
Okay.
That's a 15.
He's very scared of your fist. He's underplaying how scared he is of your fist.
And I sit back, and I open up the flask, and I go, "Nikolai, I asked you earlier, and I know you were under, you know, a lot of stress, but can I have this?"
"I think that this is something very important to me, and I would like to have it back, please."
"Do you have something I can have in return?"
"There's some things in the chest that you might like."
"Oh, like what?"
"Oh, lots of treasures, some gems, some, let's see. We have gold pieces. We have, we have some maps. We have some pretty pictures."
"You say there's..."
"Do you like pretty pictures?"
"You know, I mean, I like maps if they're done with pretty pictures."
"I think there's one or two in there."
"Aye. You think there's any, like, artists in there who can, like, paint my fist?"
"Probably not. They don't live too long inside there." "Yes.
Aye. Well, I'm going to keep this flask for now."
"Ah, shit. I tried.
I know you did. I know you did.
I really
and
did.
And I kind of give him a little nudge on his jaw."
He flinches for it. And then kind of relaxes.
And,
I'm out of spell slots anyway. I can't do nothing.
Ah, why didn't you just start with that?
Well, I felt like that was a card I wanted to hold on to.
You know, I'd do the same thing if I had those, but all I have are these, and I hold up my fists, of course.
Right, you don't run out of spell slots with fists.
Nikolai, yes. I don't think Merrick likes you very much.
I got the feeling.
But you're from the Roseveri family, and I haven't heard of you guys, but like... I feel like we're kindred.
I feel like we're probably cousins.
Have you heard of the DeHillthorpes?
Are you from the ones that swim around the hills?
Aye. Yes. Aye, my great nanny.
I know them.
You know the DeHillthorpes.
We had parties there when I was a boy. We would drink on the hills.
You drink on the hills. They drink while swimming.
It's great. It was so great.
I think I'm going to...
There was a piñata.
I think I'm going to untie you.
I would really appreciate that.
Where are your weapons?
It's in my pocket.
I'm going to take your weapon out.
That's suggestive.
And I take his weapon out.
All right. Roll a slight hand check.
And that is plus 3, so that is a 15.
And you stick your hand in his pocket, and you feel that he's got a small mouth harp in his pocket. And as you go to pull it out, the pocket closes around your wrist. And he can't get it out. He says, wait.
It's not a very good idea for you to take things from my pockets. They are special pants. Very hard to steal from.
Your pants.
Yes.
Are attacking my fist right now.
If you relax, I will fix it right quick. I will give you back. I will give you my instrument. But if I need you to relax and let it go.
I let go.
And then as soon as you let it go, the pants cinch releases, and you can pull your hand out.
And I want to give. I want to give Silence a kiss because I thought for a moment there that he was gone forever.
Yeah.
I really did. I thought his pants were going to chop Silence straight off.
It was very scary.
Aye. You got anything in the other pocket?
Some gold?
Ah, there's so much gold in here. I don't need your gold, but Kindred.
Right. We'll share.
All right. And I walk around behind him. And I whisper in his ear in halfling, I'm like, are you ready?
Very much so. He replies in halfling.
Merrick! He said we can have his harp if I let him go.
And as you say that, Merrick has just reached in and thought about the chip, and you feel in your hand a small piece of porcelain.
That's just fucking amazing. What'd you say? What?
He said he's got this mouth harp thing. I wanted to give it to you as a gift.
I told you I don't care what you do him.
I would like to have it back. It's kind of my thing.
Listen, it's on you if he betrays us. I'm done with it. I clearly was too harsh, kicking him while he's down, dropping him, wanting to kill him, all those things. I understand that I made a mistake. Now you have responsibility finally.
I mean,
right?
I'm going to say the same thing to you, Merrick, because your little friend tried to steal my gold.
He may have stole it. I want him to be your friend so you could further this love of goblin that you have, and you're coming at me when this man cast a spell on us?
Nothing happened with the spell. That goblin took the gold.
Nothing happened with the spell because we stole enough that the DM realized it was a minute in real life.
I gave him a hug, and he took...
You killed three of his friends.
I did do that, but...
Like, your body count is higher than mine.
Very good points all around. I'm still tied up, though.
You do what you want with
Nikolai. Nikolai, you do not talk.
Very sorry.
While we are having a conversation.
Yep. Understood.
Merrick.
Mary's going to come through that door. What?
This guy plays music. He's got magic pants.
Do you hear?
Like,
can you just listen to me for... I feel like you never listen.
Okay. Okay, Merrick.
I don't care what you do with him. It's on your head if he fucks us. You understand?
That'll be no fucking.
I turn back to the chest, and I think about another chip, because I have that other one out.
Yeah. This time, nothing.
Damn.
Fine. And I whisper in Nikolai's ear.
Yes.
If you fuck us, I'm going to punch you so hard in the back of the head that your eyeballs will pop out.
Ooh.
And I'll give them to Merrick as earrings.
Intimidation check with advantage.
Yes. Never once has advantage been more earned than eyeballs as earrings. Thank you. God
damn it. Another 20.
It was a 6. God. But that advantage definitely got me a nat 20. I can take a photo again, like if you need the proof, but
no,
that's a nat 20.
Well, that's awesome.
That's another nat 20.
That's
okay.
That's gods. That's dice mojo.
So he is thoroughly perturbed. He's trying to hold his shit together, but you see that he is very, very concerned about this back to the head punch badness and does not want to encounter it.
You have nat 20'd intimidating a new ally, and I have nat 20'd a persuasion of a new ally. Really? I don't know if it gets any more meta than that.
And like, I put my face kind of near him, just so he knows my face is there. And I put my left hand on his other shoulder, and I just kinda...
Are you ever going to untie this guy or no?
Oh, yeah, I just got to make sure.
Okay,
he's
I just want to make sure we're getting there eventually.
To know that, like, where I am in interaction to this. And I reach down with my right hand and I untie him.
Okay. Here they go. And you have the... Would you like to hear a little song?
And I take it from him. Does he let go of it?
Yep, he immediately lets go.
And I want to blow into it.
And it just goes...
Medic! Medic, you hear that? You're playing music.
It's not really... It's not the best song.
I'm now thinking about the goblin with his clothes on at the box.
Yep. And you feel his arm in your arm.
I pull him out. I take out and undress, like, go through the clothes, undress him, get that, and throw the dead body back in.
You don't have to, I don't need the bodies.
I don't need them to know that we were here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. And I start putting on.
Well, let me tell you one or two things. Hey, Krizik.
Yeah, what do you want?
And they're clearly not getting along. But they're keeping it civil, knowing that if they start shit, that things will probably go down.
What do you want?
Why don't we finish our job, and I will tell these fine men about our plans.
It wasn't our... What are you talking about?
And Chris is obviously confused. Nick looks over and says, well, this is what I was doing, and I had the plan. I would get all the treasures from in here. And I would take them, and, well, I hadn't thought about how to get out. I wasn't sure. But I do think there's some chips that are stuck in my room. And I want to go get them. I saw Mary use them to come here. I think I might be able to use them to get back.
You just see Merrick just stone cold when he's talking. Like, Merrick has always been very kind to Solo about being, you know, at his waist. Mm-hmm. But now, with Nikolai being a halfling short as well, like, Merrick is playing up the fact that he is taller than him and just, at that point, turns and looks at Solo.
What do you boys think?
One moment. Good pal, Nikolai.
Nikolai? Yes, very good. I'll go...
Nikolai!
Could I have the harp? I play a song and we get some rest.
I'm practicing, I feel better. Nikolai.
Okay. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, boy.
Oh, I forgot. Solo, I got this for you. And I kick the Cuisinart. Like, I slide it out with my foot from the edge.
And I like, step forward and I go... And I just put my hands out.
It's the one you wanted. I know. I take a little knee. I come down on one knee and I hug my little boy. Give him a hug. I'm like, I knew that you'd want
to. I give him a very, very firm hug.
No, that's right. I'm gonna put it back in the box. All you have to do is think about it, okay? And then it comes back.
Is this like when I thought about my fist?
I'm not really sure what it's like. I just know
late
that
at night when you're all alone.
No,
worked.
No, like when I was popping off.
Mary popped
late
Mary
at night all alone.
Works either way. I don't. As I'm talking, as we're here in this hug, I break the hug and I'm right here. I'm like, I don't like him at all. And I'm real concerned that Mary hasn't come back yet.
Look what I got you. And I hold up the mouth harp and I hand it to Merrick.
Now, I need... Justin is ignorant. Because the way that Solo tried to play it, it made me feel like that's a harmonica. But we're talking about the thing from the cartoons where, like, you flip it.
Yeah, right? That's his instrument.
That's what we're talking about.
Right, yep. But I blow into it.
Yeah, he's just gonna, like... And that's why it's just doing the vibrate thing in the middle.
Right. I just needed to make sure... Now, we're back. That is so kind of you. Solo.
I mean, if you don't want it, like, you can just throw it in the chest for now.
No. I want this. I really appreciate the gesture. The problem is, I think without this, he's even more fucking useless. So we're gonna give it back to him, because we're gonna keep that flask, right? That's your flask. He said you could have it. I heard him.
Those are his words. He said those words to
you
me.
You can, Solo, you can have it. I heard it. Play it back. I heard it. So we're going to give this back to him. You're going to give it back to him, because I...
Are you mad at him? Like, I'm mad at... And I kind of, like, nod to the goblin.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't... I'm mad at this whole... We're not getting into it right now. We're not getting into it right now. I thank you for the gesture. The Cuisinart's there if you want it. Give him the mouth harp. I think I'm going to put on that helmet, and I'm going to go look
such a good idea.
For Mary.
Should we all go?
No.
Aye.
Because I know that you could take both of them if you needed to.
Aye.
But I think we need to look for Mary first.
All right. And I turn around and I go, Nikolai?
Yes.
Do I have a gift for you?
Do you?
Aye.
And as he's doing that, I reach down, I pick up the helmet, and I put it on because I've already got the goblin clothes on from the last one I took out.
Oh, no. Oh, well. Oh, then my mouth harp. Thank you very much.
And I hand it to him.
And he starts playing a little song, and it's beautiful. It's rhythmic and bouncy, like a mouth harp song. I don't know of any mouth harp music.
Yeah, no, what's it sound like?
I mean, you kind of painted us into a corner. I think it's unique, but I'm curious to our viewers out there, www.half-party.com, if you want to submit your mouth harp art.
Songs. Like, they could draw mouth harps, but I think
songs
that
are art,
playing
too. Like,
mouth harp music.
Oh, okay. I see. Now we're drawing lines.
If anybody wants to do, like, the Freebird solo with a mouth harp.
I don't even know if that's possible.
It's got to be possible.
Do they have it? I think they have mouth it harp. As a rock band expansion.
Mouth harp people can definitely play Freebird, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Like the jug band.
Yeah.
I say through the helmet, and like, oh, I'm going to go look for her, okay? I'm going to look for her.
As soon as you, like, this helmet fits awkwardly, but the two kind of eye slits are actually just big enough for you to have a decent view of everything right in front of you. No peripheral vision.
None whatsoever.
It's super awkward to, like, get your bearings a little bit. It echoes in your head. It's harder to hear things. But, yeah, you're rocking this helmet. It kind of, like, fits. It's still massive on you. Like, it comes to your shoulders.
Right.
Like, out on the wide part of your shoulders, not, like, down to your shoulders.
Krizik?
Yeah.
Krizik?
Yeah.
I need you to say a couple of things in Goblin for me so I can hear what it sounds like.
Okay, what do you want?
Where is the bathroom?
It's over... Oh, nope. Okay.
I need... In Goblin, please.
Yar the bathroom.
Yar the bathroom.
That's pretty good.
Okay, the next one. Right. Get out of my way, you twat. That's the one. That's the one right there. All right. Wish me luck.
You can do it.
Krizik, if that
halfling
over there tries anything.
I like it. And he pulls out his sword. He's like, yeah, I hate that guy. And as you make your way over to the door, you put your hand on it and you feel it pull open.
Oh, thank God. I really didn't want to go out there.
And you see about three or four goblins walking by that haven't opened the door. They were not the ones who opened the door.
Right.
But then as soon as you do that, you feel this brushing by you and the door close. Or I imagine you close it right behind it. And then all of a sudden, poof, Mary is there. She goes, whew. Whoa. Okay. Things have changed.
I take off my helmet like Luke Skywalker. I'm like, hi, Mary.
Okay. So how did this all shake out?
I'm responsible for Krizik.
And I'm responsible for this one. Nikolai Rosevimer.
Okay. Are they coming with us?
Mary... Solo, come here. Just for...
Yeah.
If you could excuse us, Krizik.
Take a tight five.
Nikolai, just for a second.
They do this. It's very annoying.
Just for a second.
Yeah.
Solo,
come on.
Turn over here, Solo, please.
I'm coming.
And, like, they're sitting away from you guys, like, back to back, like, with shoulders, arms crossed, shoulders.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
And as I block it, I show Mary the chip. Like...
Where did you find it?
It was in that chest that...
I know where the other two are.
Perfect. Now,
they're in a room. We go out here. We go right, past the bathrooms.
The big, yep. Right.
And they're right there.
Merrick knows how to say where's the bathrooms now.
You just... with... in, like, in, just where's the bathroom?
Yeah.
No, it's fine. Don't worry. Like, it's okay. We're all just gonna... here, there's... we've got these outfits.
Yeah.
Right? As you can tell. Solo and I are in Goblin. He's in Goblin. You could do the invisible... I don't know how that works. I think there's one more that we have outfit for you.
Okay.
There's three dead bodies.
Yep.
We're going to put you... we'll put you in it. I'll put the helmet on. Right?
Yep.
And we'll just do something with Fucknut's face. I really don't like him. But let's just... you guys carry the chest to the big room.
What if we put him in the chest?
But... that's a good idea, but don't they... we need four to carry it?
Probably. It's pretty...
one
big.
Of us has to be the big boss. I don't care. You put on the helmet. That's fine. I think you're better, though. It's really hard to see in there.
It's fine. You can keep the helmet. I'll be okay. I've got this here, and she pulls out a small disguise kit. She's like, give me 5 minutes, and we don't have to walk very far.
No,
we don't. I'll take off my hat. I'll put up my hood.
Let's...
walk on my knees.
We're going to give... I'll give him the helmet back because he's used to this. We'll go in there. He is hot to trot for you, by the way. I don't know if you remember him. Maybe he slipped something in your drink. I'm not sure, but he is from Hermival.
Is he a bard?
I don't know what the fuck he is. He's got a mouth harp.
Oh, God, yeah. He played this, like, 15-minute song, and it was just the longest thing. It was terrible.
Was there a big solo in it?
Jeez. That's pretty funny.
That's not funny.
There it is. No, but really. Okay, so you know who he is.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good idea. Tell you what. Let's saddle up, and it's not super far, and give this a shot.
And then we're back. What? What if we just go grab it? Why didn't you just grab it before?
There's people in there. And by people, I mean goblins.
Lot of them?
5.
Do you think there's some way we can do this without killing them?
Maybe.
Doesn't matter. All right. Let's go then. Yeah?
Let's Solo? Give it a shot.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to do something that I think you were born to do.
I just kind of nod. Yes?
You're the big boss, and you're going to tell all these goblins what to do to get out of our way. And you're going to speak goblin.
And I hold my hands out for the helmet.
I give him the helmet.
And I put the helmet on.
It looks very good.
It was made for you.